It's Tuesday night. It's 10 p.m., and you are listening to the Ooze Luminous Edition with your hosts, Rotten Biohazard and Jason Sorrell. Rotten, what's going on tonight, man?
Pretty good, man.
Doing pretty good? You're telling me about the weather out there? You told me about how it's been warm in New York.
Up and down, man. It's going to be 60 by Friday. Tonight it was kind of a little on the nippy side, walking halfway across town in the rain-sleet combo.
Here in Austin, it's which gotten what we would call cold. So it's actually going to be like 47, 46 degrees tonight. I got the AC turned off. It was on yesterday. The temperature got up to 86. We're supposed to have a pretty mild, gluttony day.
I'm going to say this. It's completely mean. I hope you just fucking keel over in the heat, man. I really do. Fuck you.
Well, during the summer, it's a bit here, man. 101, 110.
It's a dry heat. I can live with that.
Well, here in Austin, no, man. Here in Austin, it's humid as fuck. Here in Austin, it gets you walk outside.
Shit.
Yeah, it's like being in a sauna. But I don't have to go outside. I'm a fucking tattoo artist. What the hell would I do outside? So if I got to go outside, just get to the bar.
Right?
So,
or be like me and bring the bar home to you.
Right on. Well, yeah, more often than not, the booze is better, the drinks aren't watered down, and it's cheaper by far. So right on. So last week we were talking about different trends, different things that were going on, and kind of projecting, if you will, what we think might happen if these trends were to continue. And what we decided, we changed up the shows. So if you go to theooze.wordpress.com and check out the show list, so I've changed things up a little bit because we decided that this week we were going to talk about what we would like to see happen. And a lot of it, I think, is based on what we're doing, as a group right now. You know, the Ooze 3.0, Satanic International Network. What those of us who are engaged in this type of conversation, what we'd like to see happen. If we could wave a magic wand, or what we'd like the end result of our efforts to be. That's what we're going to be kind of talking about tonight. So if you folks want to call in. The call-in number, of course, is 347-989-1371. And as we get going, if you've got some ideas or you've got some comments and things we're suggesting, feel free to give us a call. So I guess I'll let you kick it off, man. What are your thoughts? First of all, here we are. We're engaged in these different efforts, whether it's, transgressionism, anarchism, these political discussions, these strategy sessions. What would you like to see happen? Like, what do you think, what's your goal for the next year and the next 5 years?
Well, are we talking personal goals or just, worldwide goals? What I'd like to see happen?
If you want to do both, if you want to just give me your personal goals or whatever you feel like sharing, man, what is it that you think, why are you engaged in this? Basically, what do you want to see happen?
Well, next 2 years, I definitely want to get out of college, for fuck's sake. And have my associates in web design, because I actually started creating websites for people on the side, things like that, and then go into video game design, my passion pretty much. But, worldwide, there's a lot of things there. In fact, right now we have in Cairo, they're having this huge revolt against the current leader, which is a general leader.
Mm-hmm.
And people are rioting because this guy's basically lied out of his ass. Worldwide, we have multiple different things going on, multiple different movements. The biggest thing I'm noticing is that none of these movements have one voice. They have nothing that actually really binds them together. In fact, if you were to watch most of the ABC, NBC specials, or ABC, NBC news radio, or newscasts at nighttime era, basically when they're talking to these people at the Occupy movements, most of them have no goddamn clue why they're there. Because really, there's no actual one person saying, what it's about, why they're there. Really, what's needed right now is a centralized paradigm that they can all kind of rally around. That's missing. Once that occurs, Google will get a lot stronger by far. More manpower, far more reaching at that, in fact. Because eventually, once you have the one voice, that can go, fuck, dude, that can go, you know, whole entire nationwide and go across the whole globe. Once that happens, figure 4, maybe 5 years, figure after this election, right around the end of the next person's term, some changes possibly could occur. Whether they're bad or not, who's to say at this point in time? I don't have a crystal ball. But, hey, let's see what happens, basically. What likes to happen, maybe the rich get taxed a little bit more. Maybe that money is spent on things more to do with healthcare, more to do with education. That basically, also education is not done by a county-by-county basis. That is done more statewide or even regionally. It is done by the government. The government puts out this level, this high level that all the kids have to, meet. Otherwise, they're left behind. That's another thing, man. Left behind. No child left behind is bullshit. Complete and utter bullshit. That has caused so many issues in education alone. That needs to go out the window. All kids need to be held to a high standard, no matter if they are white, black, Chinese, or Mexican. Sorry for my rant.
I have kind of a different tact on education. If we have time, we'll get into it. I know we're planning a show in the future where we just discuss education for an hour. But coming back to your point about all these different movements that we see occurring right now, especially back in Cairo, where the security forces have failed to turn over power to the people. The democratic elections that they were expecting
people
to
want
have,
democracy, and they're being denied democracy. The people want it, dude.
Right.
How can you deny a democracy if people want it? I can't even fathom that living in this country that we have now. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm surprised they're shocked. That's my thing. You know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years of when somebody gets into power on promises or at the point of a sword, they get into power, saying things are going to be different. And, of course, once they're in power, you don't relinquish it. You don't give it up. And that's the way it has been.
Taking power to one of the top military generals in Cairo. The army is bought and paid for by the U.S. What did they expect at the end of the day? We've bought and paid for the military. We're the ones who tell them what they can and cannot do.
The fact that they didn't immediately install a civilian, somebody hastily elected temporary representative whose term it was given, that after, within 6 months, he was to establish elections and get the hell out of the way. If he could run, and if he got voted for, great. But, somebody that wasn't military, I don't care if the U.S. I do care if the U.S. is involved or not. I think that the U.S. involvement is moot. When you put a military head at the top of whatever that, but that military head did not get to his position based on pure politics. He got to his position based on, his own ability to strategize, his own ability to move forward in his career, his training, or what have you. So a general has a different way of viewing the world than a civilian politician or anybody else. So he views the world as very structured, and that his command should just make sense to everyone that's below him. So, yeah, when you're talking about a military leader being put into position, he might say that, this is what we're going for. We're going to go for democratic elections, and this is our timetable. But then he's going to look at all the elements and go, we're going to have to stretch this timetable out. We're going to have to make some changes, and you're just going to have to deal with it because he's a fucking general, and he's used to that kind of thing.
And also there have been three Americans who were over there on basically college study who have been arrested. Three sheepish-looking American kids who were arrested for basically apparently, let's stress this apparently, throwing Molotovs at the security forces.
Right. And if they were there, what, fuck it. If they're there while that's going on, I mean, kudos to them for wanting to be involved. Kudos to them for wanting to have their nose in it. But if your nose in it, your ass can't be very fucking far behind. So if you get arrested for some bullshit, that's the way it works. Right. This reporter, when it first all went down, when she's out in the middle of this crowd with a bunch of men in a male dominated Muslim culture, and she doesn't have the sense to recognize that, hey, she's a little far from safety here. Hey, they don't have the level of respect for women that we do. Their culture's a little bit different. And here you are out there doing a job that they consider a masculine job, and you are a foreigner, and they're really against foreigners right now. They're really not down on the American influence in their country. And you know what? They've been out here for days. It's been a while since a few of them have gotten laid. Guess what, honey? Your ass is getting raped. You know?
Yeah, dude, that happened. Was it maybe 6 months ago in Iraq or Afghanistan? No, wait, fuck, it was in shit. Yeah, Libya. Chick got raped.
Right. Well, we had a reporter in Egypt that got raped when all this shit went down the first time. Yeah, and it happens over and over again. You know, and it's like,
yeah,
hey,
it always
surprise.
Does.
Yeah, what were you expecting to happen? Surprise. And it's not just there. Trust me, if you get a chick here in the United States, in with a bunch of frat guys down in fucking down on 6th Street. I'm sure it happens every weekend. You know, you're in a fucking bar. You're the only girl in there. These guys are drunk and pissing on each other and everything else. And you're a little bit flirtatious to the wrong dude. And you're in a back room given a choice. You know, you walk out of here with a fucking couple broken ribs and a busted leg, or you walk out of here with a sore ass. One way or the other, you're not going to be happy when you walk out. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure it happens all the time. It sucks, man. But it's part of human nature, especially when you start to dealing with people of a minimum level of intellectualism, basically. So, my response to the question of, you know, where do I see us, you know, as far as what we're doing, views and everything else a year from now, or what I got going on, I would like to see a year from now a core group emerge from all these different people that have been on a regular basis engaged in the ooze, engaged in Eminent Mind, engaged in, you know, all these different things. TC calls it a clan in one of his posts on Eminent Mind. And I look at, when I talk about, you know, these are people that you trust. These are people that you... these are people you consider somewhere between a friend and a family member, if not right up there with your family. So in my mind, that's more of a geographical thing. That's people that you deal with on a regular basis, that you break bread with on, let's say, a monthly basis. And I'm working on making that happen. I got a couple people here in Austin, Texas, who, you know, I know I can count on. I'm not afraid to even say the names. Lehigh and Tim are a couple of guys here in Austin that I know are solid, and I can count on them for shit. They've got their heads, you know, on right, and they know that I'm not going to ask anything unrealistic of them. They're not going to ask anything unrealistic of me. So I'd like to, you know, get together with these guys, and, you know, and first of all, initially it's just going to be, you know, drinking beers on a regular basis, you know, breaking bread together on a regular basis, and hanging out. So that's what I'd like to see a year from now. But I also like to see some sort of virtual tribe emerge. You know, it's doing more than, you know, posting on each other's blog sites, commenting on each other's bullshit, and patting each other in the back virtually. I'd like to see actual exchange of material goods. These kind of in the military we call them care packages, that if you have shit together that, you know, that you have an excess, that you don't, you know, that you've liberated in your different little efforts and everything else. You start sending these things to different people so that they have a little less that they have to spend out of their own pocket for shit. That was one of my thoughts for a year. 5 years from now, 5 years from now, I think I want to move. I want to be out of the city. I think things are going to be a little bit intense city-wise. So I think I want to be out of the city someplace. DC would love it if I fucking pack all my shit up and move to fucking Florida.
Right.
Yeah, we've talked about it. He's actually taken the first steps. He's actually gone that, you know, he's taken some money. He's put it down on a, I don't know if it's a double wide or what it is. It's some structure. So he's in a park, and all he's paying is the lot rent, basically. And he'd like, you know, the end game in his mind, one of the major steps towards the end game would be when enough of us are living in one particular area, where we kind of start defining the rules, where we can pull our resources and purchase that land or whatever it is and make it our own, so that in that within that community, there's a different set of laws, there's a different set of behaviors. And in my mind, you know, it would be, you'd be, you know, we'd be self-governed. We'd be a community that, you know, there's some mutual sharing of resources, some common responsibilities, but generally you're left to do your own thing,
yeah.
Which is, you know, it's succeed or starve, basically. But that's kind of the thing that we've been talking about. 5 years from now, I don't think we're going to be, I think TC and I talked about a 10-year plan or a 12-year plan. But 5 years from now, I don't know, man. I'm thinking maybe having an RV or some type of fucking battle van, basically, all decked out and geared up and ready to make some cross-country trips. And,
you know,
within
the next 6 months, I mean, this is maybe shooting the moon a little bit. That's a possibility. But with Blog, I want to kind of see this going off of, getting away from Blog Talk Radio a little bit within the next 6 months. Let's say Sirius and XM Radio. We can even do it right now. If we get just a few more shows going, we could, of course, you know, rerun the shows during the day, link up with the Mindfucks there and things like that. I think we could probably have this all completely off Blog Talk within a month if we're smart about it.
Well, here's the corner we need to turn as far as that's concerned. Again, something we've talked about as well, that we'd like to see the ooze or this kind of show format go mainstream. So the corner we have to turn is that we have to provide a mainstream content so that we can hook into that audience. And
easy,
we're thinking
music.
That we want to keep – what's that?
We have music playing during the day. Then nighttime's all talk.
Right. Right, right, or do a program where we're doing both, because I think the program we're gonna have to sell is still gonna have to be an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour show, okay, to
yeah.
Get syndicated. But then the package we're looking at, we want a piece of that coast to coast AM audience, okay?
Yes.
We want the darker edge of that audience. If you turn on that show, and sometimes they're talking about UFOs, sometimes they're talking about angels, and sometimes they're talking about shit straight from hell, okay? So if we could find a way to, you know, to tap into that, and then what we're doing by tapping into a larger mainstream audience is then we start interjecting our ideas, interjecting these same concepts to a wider audience, to a wider group, just to see what shakes loose. You know, we're not necessarily trying to change minds or whatever, but just trying to get a few people who are already starting to think this way to become a little bit more aware of the possibilities. So,
yeah, well, dude, why can we do this? Jason, why can we do this in 6 months? Why could we not? If we all put cash together, we could do it. Why the fuck not?
I think it's doable. I think it's absolutely doable. Coming up with a show format. I mean, we've got the Blog Talk Radio thing going right now. If we wanted to, we could do a 3 hour show.
Oh,
and
easily.
To
me and you and you and Beast? Shit.
Right. And it would have to be consistent. And then what we want to do is we'd of course want to show that the vehicle has some profitability. That's what the syndicators are looking for. They don't care about content.
Yeah.
They don't care about talent
yeah.
and personality. They want to know that the vehicle will sell commercial airtime. And that's, I mean, our core audience right now, they know who we are. They know where we're at. They know where to find us. They tune in when they want to tune in. They're not interested necessarily in and they're not selling anything. They're not interested in selling anything. I mean, shit, we're an anti-capitalist crowd. So, you know, even the one Creative Audio Studios commercial that I run, when that website, this has already started, we've already started rolling this out on the website, where that artwork is going to be, I'd say by February 2012, you will be encouraged to go on that website and, you know, right-click and take an image for yourself and do what you want with it. Take it to your website. Take it to your blog. Use that shit with our blessing, basically. I know it's kind of like, you know, it's like telling a dog that's laying down to lay down. You know, people are already doing it, right? But,
right.
You know, but we're like, you know, the work we create is not our bread and butter, basically.
No.
When we create artwork and everything else, we're doing that for fun. We're doing that for ourselves. And we're doing it so it can be seen. So we don't want anybody to be afraid of, you know, taking that work and doing what they want with it. We still sell the original artwork. We still merchandise the shit. And we still take commissions. So, I mean, that's where my art money comes from. Right, right. When somebody goes, I want you to draw me something, that's how mainly I get paid. And the artwork I do is just, you know, just examples. So, yeah, I mean, all that I think is coming. All that I think is coming. But, and I would, we kind of already hit on this idea of this community, okay, that I think this is kind of where we're going, with the intent being that if we're not able to destroy the system, okay, because that's the thinking there, is that we don't want our success, we don't want our ability to live the way we want to live to be contingent on whether or not the system is in existence. If the system is not in existence, that makes it easier for us, okay, because there's nothing to, we don't have to worry about defending against that,
but see,
that opponent.
Okay, but see, okay, let's just say, okay, let's take a look at my timeline first, okay? Let's say six months we have Blog Talk Radio. Let's say a year from then, maybe even 6 months, you know, a full year, we're all living together in a fucking double wide. You know, who knows? Shit can happen, you know? Stranger shit has happened, okay? We're all living there, okay? We're all still doing the same thing. We're all still running the shows. But we're all also living outside of, you know, the mainstream of America in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we do is we run the shows. We put in little things, just not even major things, little things that get people thinking. Get people thinking that, hey, this is possible. This is actually fucking doable. And you know what happens, man? Give it maybe a year after that point. We first start, you know, subliminally mentioning certain things, and people are going to come running, man. They're going to want to crowd around, you know? We put Beast up there as the fucking, you know, Christ Messiah, and hey, we all sit back and relax.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, though, also the thing to keep in mind is that these different communities, this community that we'd like to see start up, we want it to be a model, okay? We don't want to, I don't think we want a bunch of people, you know, we don't have to want to deal with a bunch of people. We want to deal with the people we want to deal with. We want that group to remain small because then it's easier to manage resources. It's easier to deal with
people. Yeah, I don't like people anyways, man. I don't like people.
Right, right. But then the thing is that let's say the TC has one ideology or one idea that he's really, really into. And while I can agree with most of what he's saying, there's some major points that I disagree with, okay?
Yeah.
Well, then the people that I would say, you know, we would be, you know, allied in what we were doing, but I might form a community along the same model somewhere else that has this particular ideology, and so on and so forth. So we'd want to see these kinds of small communities, these different cells, just basically pop up all over the place. And then it's just a matter of any interaction from one cell to another. It's just a matter of trade, you know, the exchange of ideas and things like that versus – so it's a bottom-up kind of structure versus a top-down like we have right now where there's an overall authority that dictates to everyone below it what will or will not happen.
You know, my question is, man, why are we sitting here with our thumbs up our asses strategizing? Why not just fucking do it? Let's get off Blog Talk Radio within 6 months and go ahead and see what happens.
Okay, so you say that. This is a thought that's been on my mind, too. I guess the question I would ask is, are you really just sitting there with your thumb up your ass?
No, we haven't done anything, so how are we not?
How are we not?
If all you're doing is discussing, having no actual action to move towards it, how are you not?
Okay. So you're talking about specifically about the ooze, then, is that right?
The ooze and the other plans that you've already discussed, yes.
Okay, so talking about the ooze, in relation to the ooze, I think we are developing the program, okay? We're working on a structured package, and we're trying to get the talent that we have on board with the structured package. We are putting together a marketing package so we can put it out so we can get advertisers or try to get advertisers if that's possible. We're trying to shift the image of the ooze and the show content to to more of a mainstream. And when this thing started, it was very occult and very Satanist. That was the leaning. That was the direction we went into. And we're kind of shifting away from that. The ideology is still there. The core is still there. Okay, but this is, we're now taking it to a more mainstream kind of package. So this is in development. And then you know what? I don't care if we end up on Sirius Radio or whatever. You know what I'd like is some local AM radio station says you put the package together, you set it up as an MP3 or whatever, and you give it to us, and we'll run it on fucking Sunday nights at, you know, 3 a.m. local time, and right. it's basically our dead air filler is what it is, but you're on the air. I mean, that's how all this shit starts. That's how it gets moving, is that when we get to that point where this radio station picks it up and that radio station picks it up, and then it's a district syndication that picks it up, and then a statewide, and then so on and so forth until it has the legs to do this, okay, that it's, you know, that it's all over the place. On the other hand, though, again, my interest in doing this is not contingent on mainstream acceptance of the show. My interest in doing this is not contingent on this show selling advertising airtime. My interest in doing this is contingent on people like our audience listening to the show and giving us feedback, taking interest in what we're doing. And if it's me on the air only talking to 40 or 50 guys a month, and that's as far as it goes, that also is something to me. So
yeah.
While to your point, we wanted to move forward. We're working on rolling it out and making it bigger. If it doesn't get there, that's not going to stop us from doing this. As a matter of fact,
exactly.
I decided that, right, it might transform into something else. Who knows? Yeah, as to,
I mean, shit, man,
as
since,
to,
you know, back when Derek was, you know, basically was kind of kicked off, it has been moving past the occult idea, ideologies, and really going into more of government, more of society. I mean, over the last 6 months, the show's evolved from what it was to, you know, what we have now, which is quite fucking, you know, amazing, actually.
Well, it's taking that ideology that we were talking about, Satanism, the occult, and these ideas. More of the talk at the beginning of the show was about what these things were, you know, the exploration of the idea. And now we're actually talking about application. You know, we're taking these occult ideas, we're taking these Satanist ideas, and we're saying, you know what, let's see how this works in the real world. Here's what we're experiencing. Here's how you do it. You know, it's one thing to call yourself something. It's another thing to actually be it. So I think that's kind of the turn the show has taken. And there have been people who have complained, of course, that have said, you know, over a very short period of time that we've changed, that we claimed to be, you know, whatever this was, and now we're something else. Like, I, in particular, went from being, you know, a Satanist to being somebody who no longer calls himself a Satanist. And what you're seeing, I think, is evolution and process. And since we have these discussions, since we have this interaction, we're evolving. Everybody that's involved is evolving at a much faster rate because we have this exchange, because we have this forum for, you know, sharing ideas and everything else. So since we're actually engaged with one another and actually working on our development, it's moving faster than what the people who are just sitting at home or sitting on YouTube just kind of observing people and making comments, what they actually got going on.
You know, man, I actually had a very kind of perhaps funny idea earlier when I had my first drink. Of course, you know, some of the best ideas come when you've, you know, started sipping on a good cocktail, relaxing. But, you know, we had that show back a good month or so ago with E.A. Coetting. You know?
Okay, right.
Part of me wonders what kind of audience we would get if we actually offered him a show.
If we what?
If we actually offered him a show. A weekly show.
Offered. I think TC kind of talked to him about that.
You know what
about
I mean?
Trying
I mean,
to get him on.
See, there's certain things that if you can get certain people on board within different communities and willing to actually play ball, the names that they could carry could actually carry this right to where we want it within 6 months.
Right, right. And the thing with EA Coetting, TC saw, you know, in his name – that he, you know, he has a following, or and all I really saw is that he's got a lot of pages on Google. You know, I don't know, you know, I don't know how famous the guy is. I don't know. I mean, he might be some sort of a cult superstar.
I'll be honest, man. I've read his books. I have. There are some good shit, man. There are some really insightful things that I haven't seen in quite a long time in the occult.
Right. Well, the problem with bringing somebody, trying to bring somebody like that onto this kind of show, or trying to get him to do a show on this kind of channel, is that he might see this vehicle as below him. That if he were, I mean, he might recognize that his draw for this vehicle is greater for us than it is for him. But having a show, let's say, where we had somebody who had an interest in magic and the occult, who could take an hour or two. The name that comes to my mind is Messiah Bay, Warlock Asylum.
Okay.
Depending on what he'd want to do, as far as what he'd want to discuss, whether he was just wanted to discuss Necronomicon tradition stuff, or whether he had some other things to discuss. The thing with Warlock Asylum is that, you know, he's a busy dude too, and he's kind of got his own directory going in. And some things parallel and some things don't. But, you know, I'm sure we've got people in sin or what have you, that if we found somebody who had the right personality, the right ideology, and the interest in discussing it, I mean, that would be a hell of a show.
I mean, dude, I actually do see, you know, I don't see why you, Coetic, would be against it personally. I mean, it gets his name out there more, gets him more publicity. It helps us, helps him. I mean, who the hell's going to lose in that transaction?
Well, you could say the same thing, and Derek Dishaw, okay? And this is because
do the move of jerk off. But, okay, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not going to come down the guy with this example, okay? He went to the Church of Satan, and, you know, he was a member of the Church of Satan, and he went to him and said, hey, look, I've got this other vehicle I'm working on, okay, the Cult of Cthulhu. And what I'd like to do is see some sort of exchange, see some sort of, you know, recognition on the Church of Satan of this Cult of Cthulhu and the different paradigm, the different direction we're taking LaVey's work. And then we would, of course, be, you know, huge supporters of the Church of Satan. Well, of course, you know, as far as Derek is concerned, it's a win-win for both organizations, because Derek is catering to a group of people who, while they're interested in Satanism, aren't necessarily Church of Satan type people, okay?
Right.
But they're going to be drawing from that Church of Satan ideology. But the Church of Satan looked at him and said, you're small change, basically. You're below us, and your ideology is too far divorced from our own, okay? But here's the Church of Satan, while it, of course, is probably the most recognized satanic organization, you know, ever, all right? My understanding is that at any given time, there are probably only 4,000 or 5,000 people who are actually members, who are active in their, in what they're doing. It's a big number. It's a big percentage when you're talking about the satanic community. But, you know, how many people are on sin? You know, and to Derek's credit, how many people have actually signed on for an account and consider themselves a member of the Cult of Cthulhu? You know, when you're talking about, if Derek's got 1,000 people in the Cult of Cthulhu who have signed on and consider themselves members, even if they're not participating, but they're as participant as the average member of the Church of Satan, who's just walking around with a red card in their wallet, well then...
Dude, man, I just had a killer idea. You're going to laugh at me. You really probably are. Let's have Derek on one of these nights.
Give Derek a slot?
Let's have Derek on, me and you. We'll talk to him, grill him, and see what happens. Because, I mean, dude, his philosophy isn't that bad. You've seen his philosophy. It's not horrible. It's a little rough on the edges. It could be polished a bit. But I don't see where the dude's going that wrong. I mean, it's basically Eastern philosophy wrapped around, you know, H.P. Lovecraft. Sure, let's be honest, this is what it is.
That's a reach, man. That's a reach. Okay. I didn't want to disparage Derek. I'll just leave it at this. We've tried it in the past. It hasn't worked out. I would rather move forward than backward.
No, I understand, man.
Okay.
I'm not even saying offering him a show slot. No, I think you misunderstood. Just hanging around the end with these nights, man. Me and you, talking to him, grilling him, you know, whatever.
Right. I think TC actually had Derek back on for a show, like for the anniversary week. And it didn't go well. Okay. So frankly, from what I understand, I guess if you listen to the archive, you can judge it for yourself. My feeling was that there just wasn't enough there. There wasn't really any contribution, and that's one of TC's complaints. That a lot of times with Derek, there just wasn't, you know, it was something for him to do.
Same song and dance over and over again, you know, saying the party line, so to speak. Yeah.
He didn't seem like he wanted to contribute that much, or he wasn't, you know, he wasn't actually digging into it. He just figured he'd wing it every time, which, you know, there's part of his philosophy, of course, is involves that. And again, it's not a negative or whatever, but
we're trying to... Jason, I'll admit this, man. Every week with you, I wing it. I do.
Right.
I have my personal beliefs going in, but I wing it.
Right, but we've got, you know, we have, when we talk about, first of all, we talk about topics that are of interest to both of us. And, you know, then there's this interplay back and forth. So this builds. We listen to TC and Derek at some of these shows where there's periods where they kind of sit there.
Oh, dude, it sounded so dry. I could sit there and take a shit and have more fun. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Right. So, okay, that all said, the other point that you were kind of alluding to, I think, was the what are we going to do as a movement? What are we talking about doing as a group? Quite honestly, it's a question I've asked TC. It's a question I've asked other people. What is it we're going to do? What is it that we hope to accomplish? How do we start collaborating? How do we start, you know, kind of interacting on a regular and more intricate basis? And I think it comes down to
having a
group.
You know, I have to admit, man, Sin's a great resource for that, but at the same point, people have lives, man. That's the biggest issue. People have lives, times in which they're able to participate, discuss different ideologies, and discuss different topics and motives as well. So you have that big, huge, kind of pink elephant in the room, you know?
Right. Well, it's just a matter of, you know, if it's you can't be here at a regular time to communicate through this kind of forum, a live forum, well, then you exchange ideas through email. You find a way to do it. But what I'm talking about is, like, I've got certain things I'm doing. I've got certain things here in Austin that I'm engaged in that could be repeated or could be expanded upon by people someplace else who might have an interest in doing the same kinds of things. A terrorist might have certain things that he's engaged in, certain things that he's doing that he thinks could be repeated, could be successful somewhere else. And all in the same war, all with the same mentality, that we're doing things to kind of fuck with the system, our little social hacking, our reality engineering, whatever it is we're doing. So, you know, we've got different things going on. And right now, we're a bunch of individual, you know, guerrilla fighters, basically, who are all out there fighting our own wars. We're all out there, picking our fights with particular different enemies. And while we share a united ideology, we're not coordinated.
No,
so,
we're not.
Right. I
hate to even use this type of ideology to even even put this forward, but we need a leader. We need someone who has his head on straight, isn't going to be as interested in his own ideology as much as trying to help the group kind of come to maybe a more cohesive ideology. That's what I think this particular what we're doing now needs. That's my opinion, you know.
No, I agree to an extent. You know, to an extent, I agree. Well, I wouldn't say a leader per se. I'd say an administrator.
Yeah, I mean, I hated to use that word, man. I hated to use that word. But one thing I can think of, time of the night, man, while I'm quite cocked.
Right. It's tripping out on the idea of a leader. I don't think a leader would be the way to go. I just think somebody sit there and go, okay, here's what I've got going on. What do you got going on? Somebody that starts the conversation. You know, somebody's willing to ask the question, okay, you're doing this and you're doing this and you're doing this. Interrogus saying that we need a council, precisely. So, well, the
council would work.
Right. It takes the person, though, to go, we are now in session, basically. Okay. It could be just the first person that shoots off that email. Here's what I'm doing. What are you doing? And who else do we need to talk to? And, you know, I could argue that, you know, TC and I have this kind of conversation, you know, once or twice a week where we're talking about people. We're talking about what it is we got going on. We're talking about what we're doing.
Personally, I'm working on web design, trying to get through that kind of schooling. And then I'm doing my dual major after that with the basically computer support and operations, doing a lot more of the networking, doing a lot with server-based things as well. And then from there, I plan to go on and try to get my BA in game design. You know, basically, you know, Beast has had this really fucking awesome idea, or, you know, I've seen it over the last year with him, of, you know, inducing sounds, you know, adding in different imagery into different things. I would personally like to incorporate that in things I'm doing. I would like to just add, you know, a small little thing, something that wouldn't be noticeable per se, but people coming to the website might, you know, if the graphic was a little bit off, had a little bit of a different tint to it, whatever you want to say, even in the background itself, had a small little thing in there, and that would get people thinking, you know what I mean?
Right on.
So I basically want to do with this, you know. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe, okay, yes, I'm in school. I'm definitely a lot younger than yourself in TC. Let's be honest, you know. I'm definitely looking at this as a long-term goal/future.
Right, and it should be, you know, and everybody that's engaged in this is going to have to be looking at this as, I don't know if it's a long-term goal or a long-term process, because I don't think this is ever going to end. I think that once we get this thing going,
okay, maybe you and I are on different wavelengths when it comes to that kind of ideology. I look at the goal as the fact that, okay, yes, I'm working towards that goal. There's another one after that, another one after that, another one after that. It might take me years to get to each one. By the way, I'm getting to each one. So, yes, with your idea of process, you're looking at the larger scale. I'm looking at a little smaller, going towards goal-based, you know.
Okay. What goal would you – and I agree with that, but you do this in steps. So, if we got a group of people together and we're all in different cities, we all have lives. We all got shit we got to do. We all got things going on. You're in school. I got a busy tattoo schedule and 3 kids. He's got his schooling that he's involved in right now. He's got his kids. We all got different shit that we're doing. But there's also shit that we're doing on the side.
Right.
What? You know, and if you've got an idea and you don't feel comfortable discussing on the air, just say, I got an idea and I don't feel comfortable discussing on the air. But what kind of thing, what goal do you think what should we coordinate? What goal should we be working on?
You know, this is definitely something that you might perhaps laugh at, but, you know, why don't we perhaps, this is definitely an idea that's kind of an odd one. Why don't we merge with the 3.0 crowd?
TC's kind of already on that.
I mean, merge with that, go from there. From there, I'd say keep building what we have now with the radio. Try to get, basically, we're going to have to do within the next, dude, I'd even say, fuck, by February. Let's all get together and start creating a full show to actually submit. And we really hammer it out. I mean, we really got to hammer that out. I say within 3 months. Hammer that shit out. Have that go to syndication. We figure, of course, first you're going to say, no, not for us. Shit happens. But I figure within 6 months, we could get this off Blog Talk. and go nationwide. I mean, it's up to you and TC. I mean, you guys are the ones pretty much, you know, driving the boat here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, and it, again, I think it's the direction we're moving in, hopefully.
You know, exactly. I have a voice. I'm just, you know, co-host. You know what I mean?
Right on, right on. And, it's, and we're being told by the by Interrogus in the chat room that we can't just join in on 3.0, okay? But, yeah, well, and, well I, that's fine. I, that's, they've got their own – they're doing their own thing. They, you know, I would be selective about who is or isn't involved, who is or isn't engaged in that. So that – but you can see what they're doing, and you can align with those – whatever it is they're doing – in, you know, in that same way. You can kind of start moving in that direction so that if, you know, 3.0 comes to you and says, hey, have you thought about going this way? Or we like what you're espousing on online or what you're doing. Would you want to be able to do it here on, you know, in using this channel or using that or what have you? So you're already, you know, you're already on the ground running when it happens, okay?
That's a bit, man, straight up, dude, that. You know, the 3.0/ONA philosophy is quite an interesting read. It's extremely interesting. I have to say I definitely enjoy reading it and taking it in. It's not even as much a cult related as it is real world type of as a real world type philosophy. Kind of sort of what I think that LaVey should have done originally. But he had his own ideas, his own endgame goal. You know, what can you do?
Here's some things I'd like to actually see happen. I'd like to see every person who lives in a city that has a coffee shop they like to go to select one night a week where they go there and they set up kind of like a meetup. And they talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. They want, because they want to do a Satanist meetup, they set up a Satanist meetup. If they want to do a fourth-way Gurdjieff meetup, they set up a fourth-way Gurdjieff meetup. If they want to do a meetup on whatever. But you sit there during these meetups and you talk about what's going on with the ooze. You talk about what it is we're doing. You're out and you talk about the ideology, the problems with the system. So every, you know, once a month, let's say, at a coffee house, we've got a group of people who are in contact with different segments of the society, let's say, but they're all talking about the same ideas. They might even have materials that are printed up that are all common so that, you know, you get it online, you print it out, and you pass it out while you're having these little discussions.
Right.
So, you know, Tuesday nights once a month, your third Tuesday every month at a coffee house, people that are involved in this are all involved in the same kind of conversation with different people.
In fact, man, I'll be living on a campus next school year. And,
right on.
I've already basically thought about that whole idea of setting up, you know, a club that's more a left-hand path oriented. I already have this one chick. She's Wiccan. I'd fuck her. Let's be honest. I'd fuck her 3 ways Sunday. But yeah, definitely, I could probably do that actually.
Right on. So there's that. I'd like to see some sort of symbol created, and this is kind of TC got this germ going in my head, so TC's kind of working on this. Where
he's already implanted the mem.
Right. So it's a symbol that is recognized as what it is we're doing. Okay, the same as the ONA symbols recognized as ONA, the same as the anonymous mask is recognized as anonymous, and the symbol. Okay, and hypothetically, again for legal reasons, would be tagged in different cities by different participants in this whole thing, so that when people saw the symbol, it would get them wondering as to what that is, how this, you know, where is this showing up and why is it showing up in different cities, so that kind of thing. I'd like to see, frankly, a kind of Project Mayhem thing going on, where we come up with different pranks. Like here in Austin, there's a big to-do about the railway system and what a clusterfuck that is. And the way it's fucking people out of town. I mean, we're getting ready to pay millions of dollars, and literally millions of dollars, so that there's a fucking train that ships drunks out of Sixth Street out to Leander and, you know, places distant from here, or it takes them to their cars, which are parked out of town, so they can drive the truck out of home. Right,
you're paying
right.
for you're paying for local trains to take people out of towns and get
right.
their vehicles.
The,
are you shitting
the local,
me?
The local transit company said that having a train that runs on the weekends and runs at night is not fiscally sound, that you won't make any money doing it.
No, it's not fiscally sound. Let's be honest. It is not
right.
at all. It's a complete stupid idea.
Right. So the city of Austin has said, oh, you know what, we'll bankroll it, meaning that we're going to have our taxpayers bankroll it. Well, maybe that means that, you know, things happen here in the city of Austin as far as city assets and resources, like their new digital parking meters get fucked with. Or, you know, there are all kinds of little things, all kinds of little opportunities for a creative, well-meaning, you know, anarchist with a lot of time on his hands to get out and do. And so it's just a matter of, you know, it's just a matter of getting out there and doing those kinds of things. It's that kind of those kinds of things that I think that that we should be coordinating and discussing. You know, those steps that we should be taking. And yeah, we're actually coming towards the end of the show here. We got about 8 minutes left. And again, it's just eventually what I'd like to see the next step in my mind, along with continue to create a vehicle that promotes this ideology, that encourages people to wake up to what's going on around them, to think about the shit that they're seeing. They don't have to participate in what we're doing. They don't have to be as deeply involved as we are, what have you, but just to wake up and think about and take some, you know, personal responsibility as to what's going on. That's the one thing. But the other thing I'd like to see quickly, like within the next 6 months to a year, a core group emerge where it's not just doing Blog Talk Radio, it's not just doing our blogs and everything else, but it's actual, you know, communication, personal direct communication, sharing of material resources, sharing of, you know, collaborating on different projects, and, you know, a virtual tribe emerging. That,
I have a question, man. How much does the cost take us another hour?
What's that?
How much does the cost take us another hour?
How much does it cost to take this another hour? It doesn't cost anything.
Really?
Is that what you want to do?
You know, why not, dude? We're
yeah,
basically on a roll here. Why cut short?
Okay, hang on a second here. Let me see if I can...
It's up to you. I mean, dude, it's up to you. I'm not telling you to do it or not. It's up to you.
All right, hang on. If we don't go another hour, we don't go another hour. Let me see what...
Yeah, of course. We cut off halfway, maybe. You know, no big fucking deal, you know?
Okay. Now, I'm going to... I haven't done this before. TC does this shit. I haven't done this. Let me see here.
I'm sure it must cost TC something, you know?
No, it doesn't cost. No. We pay a flat rate for this show once a month. And then we have basically a certain amount of airtime on a daily basis. I'm not sure if it's 2 hours or 3 hours or what it is. But we have a premium account. So... an hour show, it's 2 hours is the max, it looks like. An hour show costs no more than a two-hour show. It's already paid for.
How much does it cost, basically?
Let's see. I know that I'm, it's $35 a month. That's my piece of it. What TC's paying into it.
Your guess is as good as mine, basically.
Yeah, and it's, I'm pretty sure the premium show, because we both have different things going on, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I'll just be completely fucking honest, I guess, okay? It's about $30 a month to have the premium account. For a while, TC was bankrolling it exclusively, and then I started, you know, helping, coming up with about half of it. And then TC's situation changed, and I've been bankrolling it for the last, you know, few months. The way we bankrolled it earlier this year is I had an auction where I sold off a bunch of shit, and that paid for it basically through December.
Yeah.
But, you know, even after December, it's going to be coming pretty much out of my pocket. So that's how it's getting paid for, unless we end up having advertising dollars or what have you. And it looks like the show is on for another hour and 4 minutes now, so
okay.
We're good to go. I managed to do that without shutting it down, without getting the call cut off. So now here's the thing,
man.
If you're
do you need help with that, by the way? Yeah, I'm working on student loans, but I'd be happy to help. You know what I mean?
Oh no, no, it's I, no, it's only like $30 a month or whatever, and the day I need help fucking coming up with $30, there's a problem. So, but I appreciate it. You know,
I'd happily give it to you. No possible loan needed. Well, maybe minor one, small tattoo. You know, no big fucking deal.
Okay, let me put that another way then. Yeah, if you want to contribute, we welcome contributions from anybody. As a matter of fact, part of making sure that this becomes a vehicle that is of interest to people who are outside of Blog Talk Radio, who want a viable show, they're going to want to see that. How much money you guys are collecting, you guys are taking donations to keep your show paid for. How much money have you collected? How much money are you collecting on a regular basis? You know, are you making a profit? They're going to want to see that. So if people are interested in keeping the show going, I mean, the show, it's kind of fucked up to say it that way. The show's going to go. Okay, it's gonna go either way, man.
Either you or I have to pay for it, or you know, TC has to pay for it. It's gonna keep going. That there's no doubt in that one.
Right, but if people would like to see the show become, you know, an actual, you know, do some syndication someplace, well, then it would be helpful to have them actually contribute so that we can, you know, financially $1 a month or whatever, so that we can show people that, hey, look, there's an income here now. We're not bankrolling it ourselves, but our listeners, our audience are actually helping pay for this. Now, real quick, because we got 2 minutes left to the top of the hour, if you're listening in the chat room right now, the show may end at the top of the hour. If it does end, you need to refresh or reload the page, and that will bring you back into the second hour, if that happens. So, anyways... And I think what we're going to do right now, since we're waiting for this, waiting for the top of the hour, I'm going to go ahead and run our commercial.
Yeah, run the center thing. We usually run a half the hour, but we didn't actually run tonight. Yeah, run that at the hour mark. And
yeah. Right on. So I'm going to run that right now, and then we'll be back for hour two. So hang tight.
Creative Oddity Studios. Creative Oddity Studios. Stickers, T-shirts, skateboard decks, lighters, prints, posters, and many other fine pieces of merchandise. It's some of the best damn artwork you'll find on the internet. The creative assault and meandering of Jason Sorrell, T.C. Downey, and Vanessa Lee. Coleman! What is best in life? To crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And visit Creative Oddity Studios. Bondage art. Digital manipulation. Erotica. Demon girls. Fantasy. Tattoo art. Horror. Occult, and we dare to call it artwork.
It's like candy, but for your eyes!
Check out our very popular books on the occult and Satanism, now available in hard copy and downloadable format. Hoo-wah! Check out our blogs on art, tattoo work, what life is like as a tattoo artist, social issues, philosophy, lowbrow culture in Austin, Texas, and eminentmind.info. You'll enjoy them.
If you can read!
Creative Oddities Studios. www.creativeoddities.com.
I like the naked girls.
Creative Oddities Studios.
All right. Every time my kids hear that commercial, they want me to do all my little stupid voices.
right.
So, yeah, especially the six-year-old got me, you know, rolling through fucking Daffy Duck and Yogi Bear and Mickey Mouse and everything. It's really bad. It's really hard on the throat.
Wait, how are you charging me the book these days?
What's that?
What are you charging for that book these days?
What book?
The book you published about a year ago.
The book I published, or who are you talking about?
Wait, you brought out the, I'm trying to think of the name of it. God damn it, I'm so horrible with names, I really am.
Baphomet Codex?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what, that more than bankrolls the use. it's still out there. I had, a year ago or so, I had a big thing. Here's the thing, I was a hardcore capitalist. I am still about how when a person should earn their own way, that you make the effort, and based on your effort, you should expect to receive certain reward. That reward should be, your effort should be focused on, like, if you're going to have a house, well, if you can build the house with your own damn two hands, that's how you get a house. That's been my mentality. I've come to the realization that that is not what capitalism is, though. Okay, capitalism is creating a medium of exchange, that a third party can control and take a piece of through every transaction, that kind of thing. That's capitalism, which is, I'm opposed to, because it means that there's somebody in the mix who didn't earn shit, but is getting something for it. Okay?
Okay, so what would you like for a book, then? What would you like for a book?
What would I like for a book?
Yes.
Like, if I wanted a book, what would I want?
No, if I was to ask you to sell me a book, what would you want for it?
How much are they online? Let me see here. There's a digital download of the books.
Nice.
So, yeah, and this is kind of where I was going with the story, is that before I was absolutely opposed to doing the digital shit. And this was the big thing that was going on. I was in a forum where there was this chick who was her whole thing. The meaning to her existence was collecting and then making available for download different PDF files of people's work. It didn't matter if the author was fucking dead and could give a shit less, or if the author was right there in the forum and you were stealing from that guy. That you were basically every book you gave away for free was taking money out of his kid, your food out of his kid's mouth. Okay, it did not fucking matter, and it became kind of a big deal. And I thought, well, one of the ways to get around this was to not have my books available in a digital format.
But someone's gonna make us a digital though, man. I mean, shit. Someone somewhere will scan everything and type it up. Come on now.
Right. And that was part of it. Okay, and again, it's telling it, telling a dog who's already lying down to lie down. So, I recognize that, right? So I put up the book, or put up a couple of books that we have available as, as a digital, PDF copy. And was blown away by how quickly the books were selling.
Right.
Okay. So as soon as they were available on PDF, especially through Lulu, having, some connection with iPad and everything else, the books just started flying. All right. So now everything is available as a PDF. As a matter of fact, the books that I'm thinking about releasing, the books that I have coming out here in the next couple of months, almost strictly as PDFs.
Nice.
I might make one or two of them available as a hard copy book or whatever, special edition or something.
Dude, why not do them as both, actually? I mean, dude, if you're going to have a PDF file, why not also have the option to have a hardcover copy as well? Because, see, dude, personally, I like an actual physical book. I do.
Right.
I mean, I don't get me wrong, I like a PDF file. Fuck, I do. But I like a hardcover book, depending on the subject matter involved. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Me and dude, I have multiple Stephen King books as hardcover copies. Sleeves, the whole nine. There's certain subject matter, certain books that I would buy in hardcover versus an actual digital download. If I don't give a flying fuck about you, PDF is the way to go. what I mean?
Right on. And from what I've seen, there's a lot of people, obviously, who will, who will go ahead and purchase a book via PDF versus trying to take the time to go on torrent or whatever and see if it's there for free, especially if the book's only $2.99 to download.
Yes, I torrent a lot of books. I torrent a lot of shit, but see, I'm also more than happy if I actually like the material the person's putting out to actually go and buy the book. I will buy a hardcover book. You know what I mean?
That's a lesson I've learned, is that if they like the PDF, whether they get it for free or they pay for it, if they like the PDF and want to have the book in their collection, then they go ahead and buy the book. So the current version of the Bath and the Codex is $2.99 PDF. And $16.66 if you buy the paperback copy.
No hardcover?
It looks like. No hardcover, no.
No shit.
Yeah. So download the PDF, I guess, if you're interested in that. Let's see here, 289 pages. Damn, that was a lot of fucking book.
Goddamn blowhard.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I talk a lot. If you want a primer on Satanism, I guess, if you want to see kind of my views on Satanism, and things have changed. When I wrote the Baphomet Codex, I said I wasn't going to write anymore about on that topic. But I don't know. The other thing, I've got other books coming out, which, you know, will kind of expand on some of the ideas in the Baphomet Codex, but nothing in the Baphomet Codex is revolutionary. Nothing in the Baphomet Codex is necessarily a new idea.
Put
a different way. Yeah. So it's not a book to go out and get excited about. Okay. So just, you know, being a little bit humble there. If you want to check it out, check it out. I'm more excited about the book that I have promised will be published December 23rd, 2011, The Cults of Cthulhu. This has been a cool little writing. Yeah. I'm writing a book called The Cults of Cthulhu.
You are so trying to piss off Derek. Be honest. No.
This has nothing to do. It's a fictional piece. It has nothing to do with The Cult of Cthulhu, except that when TC and I were involved with The Cult of Cthulhu, we had some ideas. I had some things I would have liked to see developed, and this book is going to kind of express it, those different things I wanted to develop. But it's written, I'm writing it as a fictional Jason Sorrell publishing a book that was sent to him by a fictional author who got the material from a fictional inmate in an insane asylum.
Dude, there's actually an author you might like extraordinarily. Ever heard of Edward Lee?
I think.
He recently, within the last year, wrote Lucifer's Lottery. Then he wrote the, what series was it? Three books. It was the Infernal series.
Okay, I'm not familiar. But I'll have to check it out.
Dude,
so,
I will listen, man. I will send these books to you through PDF to your email that I happen to have, okay?
Right on.
Dude is amazing. His work is quite nice. In fact, his last book there, Lucifer's Lottery, the actual character is called, one of the characters is called Henry. Henry Lovecraft. It's quite the piece, man. You will definitely enjoy it.
So we got Daryl on the line. Daryl, what's going on tonight, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Southern Boy, what's going on?
Do what?
Nash Carr, what's going on, man?
I hear you, man. I called in earlier, and you kind of took me off guard just now. I called in.
Well, shit, man. He doesn't exactly pay attention. I'm not exactly at the control panel. Fuck, he handles that. I don't. Shit.
Well, I clicked on the button, and we kind of talked for a little bit, so I just wanted to, you know, get that taken care of, and then let Daryl know that we knew he was on the line. So I know you have something to say, man. What's on your brain?
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure if I was on the line or not. The thing that made me call in, and I don't really just want to derail the conversation, but
Go ahead, man. It's all good.
Thank you. The thing that piqued my interest was when you were talking about how we could come together. There was some talk about a leader, the possibility of meeting a leader, and my personal contribution to that discussion was that I don't think we need an individual leader so much as we need perhaps some sort of a council. And the reason behind that would be if we just kind of, and when I say we, I mean people of a mind, people that, you know, we would all pretty much agree we resonate with. The thing is, if we just came together, in an unorganized manner, we would be a lot like the Occupy movement, where you've got a lot of people all gathered together, but not necessarily agreeing on how to proceed. So Go ahead.
I'd like to disagree with you to some degree, and let me explain why I'm disagreeing, okay? I should have chosen my words a little bit better. I should not have used the word leader. I should have maybe used the word disseminator, okay? The council idea is a good idea, don't get me wrong. What I'm kind of leaning more towards with all of this is the idea of particularly maybe one or two people, okay? They have a particular viewpoint that they want to push. They disseminate it to the group. The group then, of course, reads it, digests it, and then maybe comes back with replies on that particular idea set. Maybe build upon it, help, maybe even changes it completely. That's what I'm more or less getting at. It wasn't more or less the idea of an actual centralized leader. Okay, let's say in this particular idea that we're working with, TC. Okay. TC, yes. We call him a leader if we wanted to. Don't get me wrong. But how about more of him disseminating ideas, and then the group actually takes these ideas, looks at them, really dissects them, and works with them, and then basically sends them feedback on, hey, this should be changed, blah, 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 blah. And so basically he's not really the leader. He's more or less the group leader, if that's a better word. Just group leader definitely is more a PC in this day and age. You know what I mean?
Well, I see where you're coming from, and that does make more sense. But I disagree with it. I want to agree with it, but I disagree with it not based on any.
Dude, you're only disagreeing with it on the word choice alone.
I'm not disagreeing with
the word leader. Bullshit.
No, I understand what you're saying, and there's a difference in a leader and a disseminator. The reason I would disagree is because of my observation of human nature. And what I think will happen is going to happen naturally, and, you know, stratification's in full effect even amongst us. And rather than having one person to kind of act as the spout and the rest of us being the pot, I see it more along the terms of natural leaders and speakers will kind of seek their own position and tribes will come together, and each of the little tribes will kind of have their own speaker. And then, the speakers of each of the tribes will come together in an overall council, if that makes any sense.
It actually does. I mean, why not for now? Let's just say for hypothetical sense, TC was the speaker. In this sense, he would disseminate the ideas. We would personally take them, the ones who were, you know, on the use. Let's keep to that dynamic, okay? You disseminate them, who are participating in the use, those of us who are co-hosts, whatever have you, we would basically either A, we would reword them to make them sound a little bit more different, B, shoot them down, or B, applaud them, you know what I mean? I'm basically trying to start more locally. I know you're definitely looking way more in the future than I am at this point in time. So I definitely want to get the ooze off of Blog Talk. That's something I've already said tonight, and I will revoice that I do. I think that within 6 months, hell, even three, we could have this off Blog Talk. We could not only have syndication, we have our own website. Not that difficult to do. Websites are quite fucking generic these days, let's be honest. And we could do this. And from there, we build upon that.
I know that I had
particularly voiced 3.0 crowd support or participation. Was that wrong of me? No. Fuck no. I mean, I'm just voicing my goddamn opinion. That's not fucking wrong. Fuck you. But no, I'm basically saying that. I'm just saying hypothetically. Don't chill out. Hypothetically. I mean, you had basically voiced in the chat room that 3.0 would not support it not quoting you directly, but you know what I'm getting at, correct?
I stated that it's not, you can't just claim. You can't just claim ONA. There's a structure.
I'm not so.
No, I know.
Did I? You
can't just say, hey, I'm 3.0 now. That doesn't work.
No, but did I say that? Did I?
That's the way I interpret it. But, you know, I don't think...
Sorry.
This isn't necessarily the appropriate time to derail the entire ooze and have an argument about that. We can discuss
That wasn't what I was trying to get. I was saying a like-minded discussion taking place. I wasn't saying a merger. I wasn't saying anything that maybe our good old friend, you know, Cult of Cthulhu would be saying, trying to propose. No. I'm saying basically we all have the basic idea, the same ideology, the same goals. Why not come together and try to work together?
Well, and I agree, but my question to you would be this. How have we not already, you know, kind of, as far as I can tell, everyone willing to do so has already kind of come together and is making their individual contributions.
Here's the thing, though, man. Okay, the ONA has been around for quite a few years. 3.0 is a new emergence. Let's put it in that perspective, okay?
You don't have to explain this to me, friend.
But it's definitely a new emergence of the same paradigm. Basically taking a little step further. I mean, hell, the ONA has been around for quite a long time. There have been different shifts in the ONA, of course. But 3.0 is a new emergence. This emergence is still quite small. You agree, don't you?
Its space is rather small, yes.
No, it is quite small of movement, let's be honest. Compared to the rest of the ONA and basically trying to propose 3.0, it's quite fucking small.
And your point would be what?
Simple fact of the matter is that 3.0 as a whole, as a philosophy, is still quite small. Which actually helps not only you, but also us as well, in the fact that if we were to perhaps work together, it could be a very viable resource for both parties.
Let me interject with you real quick before we go any further with this.
Thank you.
I think a little bit we're putting the cart in front of the horse here, okay? There doesn't have to be a formal declaration of coordinated efforts for there to be coordinated efforts.
I was never
efforts.
Claiming formal declaration,
right,
buddy.
Right, and I know you're not. I just want to put that out there. We could be doing whatever it is we're doing. And if the folks who are engaged in 3.0 like what they're doing and want to say, hey, we'd like to bring you in, that's fine. That shouldn't be a goal. If 3.0 just goes, hey, you guys got the thumbs up, we like what you're doing, keep up at it, and that's all they do, that's fine. The ONA, whoever the fuck it is, you know, I don't care who it is, if they want to give us their accolades or their kudos for doing it, we do it. But the point is that we're doing it. We're doing it for our own reasons. We're doing it for our own purposes. The issue with organizing, every person that would be involved in this kind of organized effort would have to be in and of themselves a leader. They would have to be in and of themselves self-motivated, a self-starter. They'd have to already have their own thing going on. So while we might look to TC to be the linchpin, because he's the one that kind of, you know, knows us all and brought us all together, if a person, let's say it was you, me, TC, and Daryl. Daryl's got an idea. He puts it out there to the three of us. Here's the idea and here's what I'm doing. And if the three of us pick it up and go, we're going to do that too where we're at, then we do it. If two of us do it, two of us do it, right? It doesn't matter. What matters is that Daryl's just saying, this is what I'm doing. If you guys aren't doing it, well, then fuck it. You guys aren't doing it. And I'll let you know how it goes. Right. And so there's no – the only thing I would say that would need to be done is it just takes one person to go – you know what, you, and you, I'm willing to share these ideas with you and trust you in some shit that I'm doing that might be a little bit dirty, okay, that might be a little bit shady, okay? I'm going to trust you people to understand where it is I'm going, understand what I'm trying to accomplish, and if you can appreciate what it is I'm doing and think you can implement it yourself, or you might have some things you want to tell me that might help me improve the way I'm implementing it, then that's the conversation we start having. Honestly, we'd be talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 guys right at the beginning, at the most. And to the point of 3.0, whoever, being small, I think this is one of those situations. Cassandra's in the chat room. She can say whether or not size matters. And this is one of the situations where size doesn't matter. It's the activity that matters. It's whether or not they get something done that matters.
Well, that's
so 3.0.
Can I say one?
Go ahead, dude.
That's an excellent point, man, because that was what I was trying to get around to. The thing for me is not necessarily an affiliation game. You know, each of us have our own affiliations, memberships, collectives, whatever you want to call it. We all have our alliances.
Right, and in a way, real quick, we're already affiliated with one another. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Right, and that's my point. I don't think the issue is necessarily how we interact with one another. It's, you know, that's what I was getting at when I said all who are present and willing are already present and willing. So,
yeah.
So it's not necessarily like a thing about like let's come together. It's like we're together. What's next? And for me, the next is we need to expand. We don't have enough people to meet our goals. Flat out, we do not have enough people to meet our goals. So
I have to definitely say that the idea of perhaps alliance would not be a bad one. Let's throw the idea out there. Okay.
What are our goals?
Well, you see, that's just it. You can take any one of us or any one little collective of us, and we all have our individual goals. But regardless of any individual that you look at, there's probably not enough people to meet any of those goals. At least not mine, because my goals are huge. Some would say non-realistic.
Right.
You know, so...
I wouldn't say there's any unrealistic goals, but what are the intermediary steps? What would be the first step? So that would be, that's the conversation that we need to start having. I don't think we necessarily need to start having it on the air, but I think it's a conversation we need to start having where if there's some major goal that we're trying to accomplish, well, what little steps, what intermediary steps can we start doing? And where you could say, this is what I'm trying to get to, and here's what you might be able to do that helps us get there.
Well, I've got one thing.
Daryl, you have this thing to where you look at the larger picture. You have, in my opinion, let me say my opinion first off and foremost, you are not able to break it down in a small enough format. You just mentally, that is not your gift. You can think large as you want, but that's your gift. You can think as you have a more wider aspect.
Well, give me the
smaller
sides
you're not great at.
Give me the opportunity to justify that. I agree that the picture that I'm pitching is the end goal, because that's the picture I want people to have in their minds, if they're able to see it. If you read through the things I'm writing, if you listen to me speak and you read between the lines, you realize that I'm painting a large picture, and that picture is in the distant future, the distant future, like several generations from now. I don't fool myself to that. The immediate goal for me, and we can say this on the line all day, the fact is we each of us have our skills and alliances, right? The more people listen to us speaking about this, the more of an audience we get together, the more individuals we meet who will be willing to participate. That the participation in question might not, you might not want to spout that off on the air, but I don't think it's a problem in saying that the larger our audience, the better pickings, so to speak, of individuals therein. So expansion, I think, is the next logical step. But please don't think I fool myself. I will never see anything other than the initial stages. I don't fool myself at all into thinking I'll ever live to see the bigger picture, so to speak.
Right on. So one of the things, like my idea for getting the word out, is getting more engaged directly in the community. My plan is actually what I was just talking about, setting up a meetup, being at the coffee shop, on a particular night, once every month, where I'm talking about these ideas. So I'm going to be using a different vehicle. I'm probably going to be using the fourth way in Gurdjieff, because that's kind of what I know. Using that as a vehicle to, get some other people involved, meet some other people, and talk to them about what it is we've got going on. What ideas do you have, Daryl? What things, you know, might you suggest as a way to, what other vehicles would you explore beyond what we're already doing?
Well, that's difficult in my area because you have to consider I live in the Bible Belt. So, no, I mean, in all seriousness.
I'm not being a dick. It's kind of funny. Sorry.
It is funny, but, you know, and I've lived in larger cities, but the internet is my friend. I definitely know of more individuals online who resonate with my methods and ideology and whatnot, but there is people like myself in my area are few and far between. So a great deal of what I do is online. And what I do in reality, like you said a moment ago, I'm not necessarily going to, you know, post that on a web page or say it on the news.
Right on.
You know what I mean? But in that, depending to your question, the internet's my friend. So I love my internet people.
So here's one thing I might do if I find myself in the Bible Belt, if I was back up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the city of churches. Same idea, going to a coffee shop where I'm meeting with different people. But I might suggest that I'm a amateur theologian, a scholar on the life of Jesus Christ, okay? And I can pretty much pull that shit off. I know enough about Jesus and his life and times to be pretty authoritative on what it is I'm talking about. But I would give it a Luciferian spin. I would suggest that there was more to it, that there was a darker edge to it, and see what shook out. What people. Right.
Dude, if you look at the Bible itself, man, how many years is there of discrepancy between his birth and actually him coming into wherever it is he was? Whether he was a philosopher, whether he was a occult practitioner. There was a huge gap in between.
Right, and what you're doing is laying out the hook and bait. See who you can reel in. You know, whether you have to guide them on to the idea that, you know, Jesus of Nazareth was actually a Satanist and get them spun around that way or whatever, you know. But there's that potential. There's that possibility. But this is just me thinking outside the box, I guess.
In fact, you're actually going to laugh at me, man. You probably will. I'll at least respect you if you do. But if you actually look at the work of Eber Melin the Mage, look at his work, then, you know, cross-reference it with what Christ was doing. There is quite the similarity.
Right on. I've got a book on my shelf right now, The Secret Life of Lucifer, that suggests these very same things. So it's not an original idea, but
he was basically born in the Middle East. The Middle East at that time was occultish in nature. The fact is that we had him from the time of a boy, time in his 30s. Good 20-year discrepancy. Who the fuck is to say he did not travel a bit between that time? Maybe meet other cultures, maybe meet other peoples of different walks of life. You know what? You know, why not? I mean, who's to say that even Christ even existed to begin with? We don't know. We're speaking out of our ass. But who the fuck knows?
Right on. But yeah, I think what you guys are talking about. I mean, we're talking about the same thing. We're kind of nitpicking at the details, which is necessary. If it's going to take shape, if it's going to coalesce, it's the little details that have to be hammered out. And it's just a matter of getting it going. It's just a matter of who's going to take that first step, who's going to push it, you know, and start going, you, this is what I'm doing. Let's make some shit happen.
I'll tell you what, man. You know, speaking of the getting some homes together and kind of building that I say first, but it's not like it hasn't happened before. But in our context, building that first little town, so to speak.
Right.
I'll be one of the first to come running. I want the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, so do I.
you need to talk to TC then, because he's like I said, he's pushing, man. He's got he knows that there are other little trailers there that are available for sale. The condition varies depending on how much you want to spend. But he thinks he's found the perfect little place to invade, basically. I find the idea, the two ideas, romanticizing both these ideas, that it could be a bunch of us with conversion vans and RVs and motorcycles who actually don't hold down anywhere. Or it could be someplace where it's a prim and proper gated community. We're all, you know, in cardigans and shit, you know, talking about muckery and beepery, you know, and playing golf and shit like that, you know, but in reality, doing what we do.
I'm more fond of
I could say I could fit to that golf and afternoon scotch crowd shit.
I think the nomadic style would be a bit more realistic.
You know, but Daryl, man, for me, man, I like the idea of having a place to call home. I really do. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. You can call me if you want, but I like the idea of having a place I can call home.
The
nomad life isn't for me.
Well, and I can respect that, but I personally value the construction of the tribe over my own comfort. And that's just my thing.
Hey, man, I like my creature comforts, goddammit. Fuck you. I like creature comforts.
I'm in between. I like the idea of having that base, that touchstone, but I also like
the
idea that I have the ability to pick up and get the fuck out at a moment's notice. So,
I agree with that. Okay.
Well, I mean, it comes down, and this is one of those difficult questions in a crowd like our own, but, you know, people like ourselves who are, and you know, and I reject the title, but you could basically say most of us are Satanists. But when it comes down to it, for us to pull this, and when I say this loosely, but to pull this off, we're going to have to make some sacrifices. It's not,
of course,
you know, it's not going to be fun and games, and we're all comfortable and well fed and have nice everything. You know, I mean, it's going to be a son of a bitch in certain stages. I mean, there's going to be many sacrifices to be made.
Yeah, there's no change. There's no success without risk. So,
right.
Yeah, if you're going to benefit, you have to first be willing to pay. You have to be willing to give something up to see some increase. So, absolutely. And it's like, you know, whether it's all moving to, you know, one place to try that, whether it's, you know, taking the risks that you need to take to deal a blow to the social fabric locally, absolutely. I mean, to be quite honest, I'm sticking with the idea that being on this radio show, talking on this show, being in the chat room, you are in effect, you know, engaging in criminal behavior. That this talk about freedom, yeah, sure, it's all talk right now, but from the proper perspective, it can be considered criminal. The urge to be free of the system is a criminal urge.
I'm happy to be called a criminal.
Right. Well, I mean, think about it in a bigger scope than that. I mean, imagine multiple generations down the road when, you know, let's say how many ever generations it takes to successfully really be making a stand, you know, they'll be talking about us like, damn, remember those old guys that started this shit, you know?
And my biggest concern is that it was always, I mean, that we're just the latest version, the latest voice of dissent, that, you know, it's the same thing that's been there for ages. And that the only way there's actually going to be any change is that if the population is decimated enough that these kind of ideas can take hold, that enough people can go, you know what, that makes sense, and the idiot majority no longer is in control.
I think that could be defined as generally the goal we share, potentially. I mean, we all have the finer points we'd like to define, but I think that could generally represent all of us.
Right.
Jason, man, what do you think are the odds of us getting off Blog Talk in the next 6 months? 3 to 6. Even if we move to another venue.
If everybody put their nose to the grindstone and dedicated themselves to making the show a package that would be of interest to syndicators, I think we could be launched. Maybe not off Blog Talk Radio completely, but seeing our shows being played on local radio stations, like I said, late at fucking night, dead air time, but still on local radio stations within 6 months. Realistically, I would put that goal out more 2 or 3 years, because I think that we need time to develop the package. I think we need time to develop the package.
Dude, already there, man. Dude, I think package is already there. We just have to refine it a little bit more. The package is already fucking there, man.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm right between both of you on this. I think two to three years is a realistic, more realistic than saying 6 months. But I agree also that the package is already there. It's just not being pushed as it could. So, I mean, you're both right. Neither of you are wrong. But at the rate, you know, things are, the development's there. It's just not, the progress isn't there. You know what I mean? It's not being pushed. But if it was pushed properly, it could happen in 6 months. It's just not. And at the rate it's going, it is going to take 2 to 3 years.
I just have a feeling we're not mainstream enough yet. What do we have to do to get it to work in six months? Subject matter has to be more mainstream. We have to have a more mainstream a package that reaches a wider audience.
And that's true, but what would we lose? What would the lose?
Really not a damn thing. What were we to lose to really from trying it in the next 6 months? Giving it a damn shot. What, a little bit of cash? Fuck. I'd put a little bit of cash for that.
Here's what we would lose. We'd lose pacing. That right now, the pace of these shows, because we are, you know, very much talking directly about these ideas, and we're pretty much not holding back. I mean, we're all holding back some shit, but the ideology that we're up front and in your face with it, okay? For this package to be more mainstream, we'd have to dial it back. We'd have to use mainstream touch points to interject this ideology, to walk around it, to provide examples of it. So we might find ourselves talking about shit that we honestly do not give a goddamn about, you know, so that we have the opportunity to talk about what we want to talk about.
Well, I mean, you would have to have completely bullshit topics and then stage callers to call in and rant off something that you would not be responsible for. You know what I mean? You would have to strategize.
Right on.
I'm telling you, Jason, you could do it, dude.
If we can do it, then we should do it. If it can be done, then let's see it happen.
I'd like to ask a question though. Today this is the first time I've heard about that. The attempt to make this happen in 6 months. Why? What issue lies behind that? Why 6 months from now? What set that goal, so to speak?
That's my biohazard. I just want to see this perhaps go a little wider than it actually is. I think that everyone could benefit from it, so why not? You know what I mean?
I agree, but I would say rather than setting a timeline, I would rather say...
No. See, but see, also the timeline is hypothetical, goddammit.
Oh, I know.
Hypothetical timeline. Fuck. Let's not burn me at stake just yet.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just saying realistically what I would do, rather than saying let's try to get it done in so many months, I would say let's just really get on the ball about it and make it happen sooner than it would happen if we continue at our current rate. Let's increase the rate.
Yes, okay, but hypothetically, we could pretty much do that in 6 months. Both working together? Fuck. Come on, dude. There's nothing we couldn't do in 6 months. Dude, if we were even to add music to the show, to actually give it that daytime feel, that could be easily done as well. You figure you have one person running the, let's say, classic rock for now, for the daytime. Another person running industrial. You could set it up to where it's, yes, that darker feel to it that would attract that clientele to the nighttime shows.
Hey, and speaking of which, I'm in contact with are you guys familiar with Dark Imperium?
Dark Rider?
No, Dark Imperium, I think is how you say it. It's an ONA WordPress by the same name of their band. I believe they're Russian. Don't hold me to that. It could be wrong. But they're working on an album right now, and when the album is completed, they would like very much to to be featured on the Ooze. And that's it's several months from now, but that's something to look forward to on that particular note.
I mean, dude, that's nothing we couldn't do, really. In retrospect, we couldn't. There's nothing stopping us from doing this at all. There is not a thing stopping us from creating different venues, different shows, to perhaps attract a certain clientele to the actual nighttime episodes. Not a goddamn thing. Jason and TC might disagree, but there is nothing stopping it at all. At all.
Well, I agree, but ultimately, as far as the Ooze is concerned, I would say that the final decision comes down to TC and Jason, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm pretty much a small voice in all of this. I already know this.
No, I mean, your opinion is valid, man, and well respected, I'd say. And and they definitely couldn't do it alone. So I mean, everybody's helping out, got a hand in it. But ultimately, it comes down to their whim, I guess I'd say.
Basically, I'm gonna say this: I have a 2 terabyte hard drive, external. Let me start downloading the fucking tunes.
TC is all for getting the show syndicated, getting the show off Blog Talk Radio and onto the actual airwaves. It's just a matter, again, it's a matter of the package. So if we do a show, now my thing would be, I wouldn't want to do a daytime version to attract people to the nighttime version. I would want to sell the nighttime version. That's what we do. That's what we're good at, is the darker side of things, the undercurrent, that kind of thing. So if we did a 2-hour block where it is, here is music you fucking haven't heard, you're not going to hear anywhere else for another year. Here's some shit that's going on in the news that you're not paying attention to, and here's our spin on it. Here's here's the real fucking news from what's going on with the Occupy movement, with Anonymous, with whatever.
Right.
Here's some real shit. Some conspiracy theory shit, some new technology shit, whatever. So you got this variety show for 2 hours.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Is that not 316, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. And it's just a matter, but it's we put it out there. We put together this package that's attracted to the mainstream. So people that go on Blog Talk Radio and want to listen to a show, whenever they're typing in that search engine, they have no clue what they want to listen to, and they see, industrial music, or they see fucking alien conspiracies or whatever. Then they find the Ooze that way, because we're shooting. We got a shotgun now, and we're shooting at a larger audience.
Yeah.
And then when those people, then it's getting those people to go, I want to tune into the show every episode to catch what's going on, and I like this so much, here's $1 of my money. It's $1. Here's $1 of my money for the month. Right. So that eventually we're going to, I'm going to local little radio stations here and going, I've got 2 hours of MP3. This is a show that was done online not more than a week ago. And this show, by itself, generated X number of dollars. It had this many live listeners. It has had this many archive listeners. And you guys are missing out on a commercial opportunity here. And TC
hey,
would do the
funny,
same
man,
thing.
I'm going to say this, dude. You are the one to sell it. You are, man. I mean, dude, you could pretty much sell goddamn water to a fucking Eskimo. You could sell ice to an Eskimo. You could definitely... You're probably the one to actually sell the idea.
Definitely, and I agree, man. You definitely have a way with words. I'm a backstage kind of guy. I know that, but
right.
you're definitely a front man, dude.
Well, and it's just so the thing would be then if like TC, I know he can figure it out in Florida. Once we have that, like I said, once we have that package. I know we've got the talent. I know we got the drive and the motivation. We've got the people that are interested in this and interested in seeing it being successful. Once we have that mainstream package, that package that would be appealing and would generate advertising dollars that I could see going to wherever you're at, Daryl, going to New York, talking to these different radio stations. And I understand also that the reality of it is we're going to be told no a shitload of times. That we're more likely to be picked up by some podunk radio station near Wichita than we are, you know, in New York City or whatever. But if we end up knocking out a number of these podunk radio stations, or we get with some small-time syndicator that sells our show as a package to a number of different radio stations, but then we're moving forward. And then then what we're talking about is reaching out to a larger audience. And I think the thing with the ooze is that with everything that's going on right now, it's the age of discontent. So you've got the Occupy movement. With everything that's going on right now, it's going to become – right now we're seeing the tip of it. The Occupy thing is going to become very trendy in the next year. And this show is primed to take advantage of that trend.
Hence 6 months. Just saying, hence 6 months. You know, let's be honest, you know. Let's be honest, okay? That's also the reason for mentioning, you know, EA quitting earlier. I mean, dude, if we can get him perhaps invested in the idea, invested in the topics, invested in that sort of thing, and creating his own shows on here as well, dude, that name alone would buy us how many listeners a week for his shows alone, and then that trickles down to us. I don't see any loss. I know it sounds really bad to say, but I cannot see a loss. I mean, sometimes you have to take a risk to make something out of it. Maybe I'm a little drunk. But at least I'm saying, hey, let's take the risk.
Here's another angle on that, okay? I haven't checked the numbers. I don't know how many people actually tuned into the EA Quitting show, okay? But what if we were, I mean, you got these authors on Lulu or wherever the hell they're at who are writing about some of the same things we're talking about. What if we actually started looking for those guys, finding some people that are kind of, they sound interesting based on their writing, and then bringing them on? Because those people are more likely to go to check up and down to their 100 fans or whatever. Hey, I'm going to be on the ooze, okay? And what's the – and these
exactly.
people are going to go – when somebody goes, what's the ooze? What are you talking about, the ooze? They're the ones who are going to go, it's this big-time channel on Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly.
They're
going to
think
they're
going to think it's hot
yep.
shit. And
exactly.
when we create the perception that it's hot shit, it's a big deal to be on the ooze – that's when we start attracting even larger, fish who draw even a larger audience and that kind of thing. So,
see, when I have the abuse, let's put them to action. What the fuck not?
Right. It's right. So, I figure this. It's just it sounds like we just need to come up with the strategy and implement it, and I guess we'll have some reading to do.
So how do we
discuss
the strategy in the backroom kind of situation? Because I'm not going to talk about this on the fucking air. I mean, that's kind of fucking stupid, you know what I mean?
We're talking about on the air right now.
But let's move it off the air. If we really want to discuss this off the air, what format should we use? You know what I mean?
Right. We have a larger conversation that we have to have off
very
the air.
Much larger conversation. Fuck.
Right, but yeah, and this is the thing is these are the things that TC and I have been talking about, and the direction we want to see implemented. So it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah, you should have talked about this with me months ago. Fuck, lazy bastard.
The thing is that we each have our own things going though. So it's like TC, that's the reason he found that EA Coedding guy. That's the reason he was willing to do that. He wanted to test it out. He wanted to see what that would look like as far as the numbers.
Dude, I actually listen to the show, man. I like the guy. I really do. I think he could definitely be a good asset to at least either utilize or use outright.
Well, I think I want to find more people like him. I'd like to see, you know, maybe it's once a month. TC called it the highlight editions, where we're just bringing somebody on. And it's like, you know, tell us about your book. Maybe we're only talking to her for half an hour. Like, hey, man, we want to give you a half an hour spot where we're going to talk about, you know, talk about your book. And if you line up some callers, if we get some people that actually want to ask you some questions or whatever, then if you're willing, we'll roll it out for another half an hour. We'll keep you on. If not, you know, it's a half an hour segment, and you plug your book, and you're on your way.
Sounds good.
So
we do. I can tell you right now, man, we had at least 20 or so odd people in the year quitting in the chat room alone.
Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can check the archive real quick, since I was able to change the time on the use. We have
those just
minutes
in the chat room alone. That for a show is quite good, you know. Yes, most of them were guests and sitting idle, but that definitely was a huge indicator of what could possibly happen.
I don't know if it will let me go back far enough. In the, oh, I remember when the show was. Let's see. Too far back.
We're down to 8 minutes.
Yeah. It's crazy how many shows we've done. Jeez.
Yeah. It's only been, what, maybe 6, 7 with me and you?
Yeah. I'm looking through the archive, went all the way back down to 2009.
Dude, quitting wasn't only on, what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah. I scrolled too far back.
No shit, Sherlock.
October 30th. It was October 30th. Yeah. We had, according to the archive, 59 live listeners that night and 93 archive listeners. So that's how the numbers that played out.
Now, what's the top show, though?
Let's see. As far as live listeners, the highlight edition was Zandora LaVey had 70 live listeners. But this is to your point, basically, that we could get, you know, more mileage out of doing that more often. Let's see. A composer of Devilry had 50 live listeners. Okay, as far as archive listens, the older short shows, of course, have an unfair advantage. Let's see. '17, '401, '417. Character and History of Satanism had 598 archive listeners to date.
Okay.
And for the purposes of full disclosure, at 579, the discussion edition Nailed to a Cross.
I remember that show. That was with that dude from Georgia there. He ended up calling in, what's his name? Son of a bitch. Yeah, it was a dude in Georgia who lives at the garbage dump.
Oh, Savik N. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. see.
And well, and to be and those two shows, the two shows that have the 589 or 598 and the 570 archives, both those shows were within the last year and a half. So
they ain't bad, though, really.
Right, right. So, you know, it's a combination of, you know, having those, you know, having those people who are of interest to this particular community. That would be the other thing, too, is if we can draw a bigger mainstream crowd, well, then we also draw a, you know, we're more appealing to those folks who don't actually have contact with that mainstream as directly as they like they might like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, that'll be, I think that's, that'll be the way to go. So I think after the holidays, you know, this is something that I'm going to be working on during the holidays because things kind of slow down for me, during, especially during the month of December.
Right.
And then unfortunately, they pick right back up in January. People start getting their tax checks, and suddenly it's time to get some tattoos. So, so that month, getting together kind of a set of ideas as far as how to move the use forward as a vehicle.
Then how about this, man? How about me, you, and TC? We get together around, you know, December time when you're, you know, definitely much more available, much more fluidly available. We get into a three-way conversation and discuss this idea. Figure out how it should go. What are the smaller steps to getting it to go to the much larger picture?
I think so. I think we'll be, maybe it's a, you know, since we have a premium channel on the Ooze, if it's easier just to pick a time slot during the day where we're, you know, we've got an hour time slot so that we can have more than just, you know, just the three of us, but like Daryl and whoever else, you know, Wicked Pup and what have you, and have kind of like an Ooze host meeting or what have you, and talk about, you know, different ideas and different ways to go, and then, you know, coordinate a lot of it beforehand and afterwards via email.
It could work too, yeah.
I think we, right. And then, what I'll talk to TC about, what I think would probably be the way to do things, would be to use the Luminous show, the Tuesday night show, to expand it into a two-hour block, and that would be the, you know, the test ground for the package.
Right.
So
I'm all for it, man.
Right on. Right on. Well, we got about 2 minutes left, so guys, unless you got anything else to say, I'm going to go ahead and roll the outro.
Check out.
It's been a hell of a show, dude.
What was that, Daryl?
I'm going back to drinking.
I was just
right
going to say, good luck, man. Check out antergist@wordpress.com. Jason, what's some of the other WordPress, man? We've got a lot of good new sites popping up.
The use.wordpress.com,
yeah.
Eminentmind.info, and then all my shit's on Blogger. So if you go to creativebodystudios.com and click on blog right there at the top of the page, you can go ahead. You'll see all my blogs listed for all my stupid little shit. So check that out.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to go ahead and roll the outro, man. You guys have a good night.
You too, man.
Later, man.